Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of remote work. Ever feel like your home office is slowly morphing into a vortex of stress and endless Zoom calls? You're not alone. We're all juggling more than ever these days, and it's easy to let self-care fall by the wayside when our desks are practically attached to our couches. But trust me, prioritizing yourself isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about showing up as your best self in your work and life, even when you're surrounded by laundry baskets and the tempting allure of the fridge. So buckle up, because today we're diving into why self-care is absolutely crucial for remote workers, and how to actually make it happen without feeling guilty or overwhelmed. First things first, let's bust this myth that self-care is selfish. Taking care of yourself isn't about indulging in luxuries. It's about fueling your physical, mental, and emotional well-being so you can operate at your peak. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon on an empty stomach, right? You need to nourish your body with the right fuel to perform. Same goes for your mind and spirit. Number one, set boundaries. I know, easier said than done, especially when your home is also your office. But trust me, it's essential. Designate a workspace, establish specific work hours, and communicate those boundaries to family and friends. It might feel awkward at first, but once you've established this routine, you'll find yourself feeling more focused and in control. Second, move your body. You don't need a gym membership or an hour-long workout session. Even a 10-minute walk during your lunch break can do wonders for your energy levels and mental clarity. Think of it as a mini reset button. You'll come back to your desk feeling refreshed and ready to tackle those emails. Number 3. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Seriously, keep a water bottle on your desk and make a conscious effort to sip throughout the day. Dehydration can lead to fatigue, headaches, and brain fog, not exactly the ideal state for productivity. Plus, drinking enough water keeps your skin glowing and helps you feel more energized. Next up, take regular breaks. Don't just scroll through social media or check your personal emails. We'll talk about that later. Step away from your screen, stretch, do some deep breathing exercises, or even listen to a quick meditation. These short breaks can help prevent burnout and keep you feeling focused throughout the day. Finally, don't forget about the power of social connection. Working from home can be isolating, so make an effort to connect with colleagues, friends, and family regularly. Schedule virtual coffee chats, join online communities related to your interests, or even just call a loved one for a quick catch-up. Social interaction is vital for our well-being, and it helps us feel less alone in this crazy world of remote work. Speaking of feeling alone, remember that time you were on a Zoom call, staring blankly at your screen while battling the urge to pet your cat? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get sucked into the isolation of working from home, but remember, you're not in this alone. Reach out to colleagues, friends, or family when you need a break, a chat, or even just someone to commiserate with. You'd be surprised how much a simple, "How are you doing?" can brighten someone's day, including your own. So, remember, self-care isn't about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about making small, consistent choices that prioritize your well-being. Set boundaries, move your body, stay hydrated, take breaks, and connect with others. You deserve it, and trust me, when you take care of yourself, everything else flows more smoothly. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to self-care tips for working from home? Share them in the comments below. Let's inspire each other and create a supportive community here. And don't forget to subscribe to the Lonely Desk Podcast for daily doses of remote work wisdom, humor, and motivation. See you tomorrow.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.